Got a caller at 412-928-9370. Go ahead, introduce yourself.
Good morning. How you doing? This is Stan from McCandless.
Hi, Stan.
Good morning to you, my friend. A couple things. This situation with Green being in the backfield, doesn't this remind you a little bit of the refrigerator when he was running, you know, for Chicago back in the days, you know, in the 80s or whatever it was, in the 90s, whenever the fridge was running? And that's number one. And my second point is, how valid of the mobility? My understanding is that Pickett has put on about 13 pounds. Is that correct?
Yeah, he has gained some weight, yes.
How does he look, though, in your opinion, with this weight he's put on? Is it going to affect his mobility?
Yes, Dan, I appreciate the call. Thanks. I'll address both those questions. I'll start with Pickett. I don't know if gaining weight necessarily hurts your mobility. So you can gain muscle, and as from my understanding, and at least the workouts I did when I was a college athlete, you can stretch and keep your muscles loose and still put on weight. Now what I do now is if I eat too much like chicken or burgers or whatever, right, and I put on those pounds and I just kind of sit around, right, that's not healthy weight, you know, and I think we all can, you know, understand that. It's just when you put on just dead weight, like just from eating food and sitting around, that's not good for you. He's training as a professional athlete, so he's lifting and, you know, he's getting stronger by doing workouts. And on top of that, I'm certain that somebody has him stretching as well. Like, part of getting stronger isn't just, okay, let's just, you know, pump and lift and, you know, and do, you know, benching and all that. No, there's a lot of lifting involved there. There's a lot of different workouts to help strengthen your muscles. And on top of that, if anybody in the Steelers organization is good at physical training, which they are, that's why they're there, they've got him stretching as well, keeping his muscles loose, keeping other parts of his body loose. So I don't think the gaining 13 pounds will hurt his mobility, provided they did it right. Just, you know, stretching those muscles, keeping everything tuned. To my understanding, you know, 13 pounds gained as a professional athlete isn't, I mean, it's significant in terms of strength, but it wouldn't hinder mobility if he takes care of his body properly. Now, as for Kendrick Green, I wasn't around in the 70s and 80s, I'll say that as well. So, like, I don't remember the fridge running per se. I have foggy memories of Jerome Bettis, and I saw some tweets too that made me laugh about Jerome Bettis walked so Kendrick Green can run, right? Because Jerome Bettis was a big running back and had a lot of success just being a big guy who could carry the football. He was a bit quick, but he really, you know, shoved himself through those lines to get space. He wasn't as agile so much as he was just strong and able to push through. So can Kendrick Green work out in this situation? Honestly, I hope so. I don't know for certain if this will pan out. I mean, he's working, though, and he's getting those reps. And the Steelers have a commitment to the run. We've been hearing that throughout the offseason. And maybe this is part of that commitment to just have this big guy, this guy who was drafted as a lineman, creating space for the tailback to get the ball, or even him as the fullback, getting handoffs every once in a while and just like being so big and strong that he can just push through the line and automatically gain between 2 and 4 yards every carry. I think that would be wonderful. And I love that. And I love that fullbacks may be coming back into football more as well if this running game works. I mean, we know about the stories of the passing game. Passing is big in the NFL right now. That's all fine. I do know that the New England Patriots, and you know, I know we don't love talking about that team, but part of their success I remember hearing about was in what 2018 into 2019 when they beat the Los Angeles Rams in the Super Bowl that season. There was a documentary that I saw where they were struggling early on in the season, and then Belichick, Brady, they were like, let's get back to the fundamentals. Let's just run the football more and just pound the run and let's wait teams out and let's use our strength on the ground to score. And they ended up doing that, getting back to those fundamentals, running when every other team in the league was passing. And they get on to win their sixth Super Bowl, which tied the Steelers for the most by a team. And in all the franchises in NFL history. So I'm not going to doubt that the running game could work at all. You just got to do it right. You got to get back to those fundamentals and execute properly and do the fundamentals the right way. But if the Steelers run the football successfully, I have no doubt in my mind that they can be a successful football team, because we watched it with that Patriots team in the 2018-2019 season.